ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Read from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 40. The Son of Drona Punish. Sutta Vacha Evam Parichata Dharmam Parta Krishnena Chodita Naishadantum Guru Sutan Yad Yap Yap Mahanam Mahan Sutta Vacha Evam Parikshata Dharmam Parta Krishnena Chodita Aishadantam Guru Sutam Yad 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 Mahanam Mahan Sutta Vacha Evam Parikshata Dharmam Parta Krishnena Chodita Aishadantam Guru Sutam Yad Yap Yap Mahanam Mahan Sutta Vacha Evam Parikshata Dharmam Parta Krishnena Chodita Aichadantam Guru Sutam Yad Yap Yap Mahanam Mahan Sutta Vacha Evam Parikshata Dharmam Parta Krishnena Chodita Naichadantam Guru Sutam Yad Yap Yap Mahanam Mahan Maharaja? Word for word, Sutta Sutta Goswami Uvacha said, evam, this, parikshata, being examined, dharmam, in the matter of duty, parta, Sri Arjuna, krishnena, by Lord Krishna, chodita, being encouraged, na aicha, did not like Antum to kill Guru Sutam, the son of his teacher, Yadyapi, although Atmahanam, murderer of sons, Mahan, very great. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Sutta Goswami said, all of Krishna, who was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya, Arjuna, a great soul who did not like the idea of killing him, although Ashwatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members. Purport, Arjuna was a great soul, undoubtedly, which is proved here also. He is encouraged here personally by the Lord to kill the son of Drona. But Arjuna considers that the son of his great teacher should be spared. for he happens to be the son of Dronacharya, even though he is an unworthy son, having done all sorts of heinous acts, whimsically, for no one's benefit. Lord Sri Krishna encouraged Arjuna outwardly, just to test Arjuna's sense of duty. It is not that Arjuna was incomplete in the sense of his duty, nor was Lord Sri Krishna unaware of Arjuna's sense of duty. But Lord Sri Krishna put to test many of his pure devotees just to magnify the sense of duty. The gopis were put to such tests as well. Prahlad Maharaj also was put to such a test. All pure devotees come out successful in their respective tests by the Lord. Om Gyan Chaitanyasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshinantamiya Tasma Shri Gurubeya Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Svapatamiya Bhutale Swayam Pakaramaya Dharari Swaparantikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopisha Gopikanta Radhakanta Namaskita Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pushtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharanya Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashtrata Vishnata Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Reita Gadada Shri Vasili Gauravani Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 So this chapter is entitled The Son of Drona Punch. And so sometimes one wonder, the whole Bhagavatam, Ashwatthama really had to have done something drastic to be in the pages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. When Dronacharya heard that Ashwatthama was killed, he immediately put on his weapons and went into meditation. And one would wonder, why was this so? I mean, was his attachment to his son so strong that he gave up his weapons? Previously, he was fighting boldly all the time. And as soon as he heard that message, Ashwatthama was killed, he put away his weapons. And so this tells us that it was not that Ashwatthama was like a great devotee, he was actually a rascal. Ashwatthama, he was neither a brahmana nor a kshatriya. He took the role of a kshatriya because his father also took that role, and he was not such a great warrior either. Actually, when Bhishmadev was speaking about the warriors, when he came to Ashwatthama, he said that this person is in the bodily concept of life. This person is too much in the bodily concept of life, and he's afraid to die. See? So for a warrior at that time, to be afraid to die was not such a good thing. See? Because every warrior looks forward for a great battle. And death brings glory. He goes back to the heavenly kingdom. See? But Ashwatthama, he was afraid to die, as Bhishma described. But coming back to Drona and Ashwatthama, we can see there was partiality. And Drona, was it his affection for Ashwatthama that made Ashwatthama so heinous? When he was teaching the Pandavas and the Kauravas, He would send the boys to the river to gather water. But he would give Ashutana a small pot with a large mouth so that he could fill it quickly and come back quickly so that he can get more lessons. You see? So he was being partial. He was being partial in the sense that he would give Ashutana this small pot with a large mouth, so when he went to the river bank, he fills it up quickly, comes back, and he gets much more lessons than the other students. So this was Jonah's partiality again. Arjuna actually got to know of this, and he also got a small pot, and he was able to come back quickly to get lessons also. See, so this seems to be a partiality of Jonah. When Karna approached Jonah for a lesson, Jonah says he teaches prince and Kshatriyas. So Karna said, but this Ashwatthama is neither a prince nor a Kshatriya. How is it? You see, so Karna actually rebuked him on his partiality there. So whatever it was, but Ashutana did not come out such a great devotee or a great warrior nor a great Brahmin. Once Jonah gave Arjuna the Brahmastra weapon. And that is not an ordinary weapon, that's nuclear weapon there. See? And when Ashutama heard of this, he became envious. And he told Jonah that he wanted that weapon also. He begged Jonah to give him that weapon. But Ashutama, he was not competent enough to use that weapon. Or he was not qualified enough to have that weapon. But yet Dronacharya gave him. See? That weapon would be the weapon that he would unleash on the sons on Parikshit. See? So we can see the strong affection for Ashutama actually to some degree spoiled him. And so he became a wayward person to some degree. He was given several other weapons. He was given the Narayan Astra, he was given the Agniya Astra, many other weapons that he did not deserve. But because he's Jonah's only son and he's so attached to him, even though he'd been a rascal and disqualified, giving him the Brahmastra weapon is like giving the terrorists the nuclear weapon. Like these terrorists, they're only praying to get a nuclear weapon. Why? Because they're going to use it, you know? And they certainly want to use it on America right away, you see? So this is the comparison. Given Ashutama that Brahmastra is like having these terrorists having the nuclear weapon. So dangerous it is. And so Ashutama, when Dronacharya was beheaded by Drishtadyumna, Ashutama was angry. I mean, he could have challenged Drishtadyumna and the Drupadas to fight. But being a coward, he is really. I mean, he attempted, but he was not able to kill them. You see? But he would wait till the end of the war when they were sleeping to do that. You see? So this was also another atrocious performance of Ashutama. He waited at the end, and then when they were sleeping he went and killed them. So such was Ashutama. There was another instance
When the Pandavas had gone to in exile, Ashwatthama went to Dwarka. He went to Dwarka to stroll around a little, visit, whatever. So one day he was on the beach and he met Lord Krishna. And he told Lord Krishna, he said, Krishna, I want that Sudarshan Chakra of yours. He says, I want that Sudarshan Chakra of yours and I would give you my Dharmashtra weapon. So Lord Krishna, knowing the hearts of all men, he was smiling. He says, oh, certainly, Ashwatthama, you can have this Sudarshan Chakra, and I don't need your Dharmashtra weapon. So Lord Krishna gave him the Sudarshan Chakra. But Ashwatthama tried to lift the weapon, he couldn't lift it. He tried to move it, the weapon wouldn't budge. He couldn't do anything with the weapon. So he finally had to give back Lord Krishna. He had to give back Lord Krishna that weapon. And so then Lord Krishna decided to question him. Lord Krishna said, Ashwatthama, no one in the three worlds has dared to ask me for this weapon. No one in the three worlds would ask me for this weapon. How is it that you come to this conclusion that you could control this weapon? How is it that you're bold enough to come and ask me for this weapon? He said, not Lord Shiva, not Lord Vishnu, not the demigods, not Arjuna, not even my sons would ask me for this weapon. How is it that you, so bold and audacious, would ask me for this weapon? And if you have gotten this weapon, what would you do with it? And Ashwatthama, without any remorse, looked at Lord Krishna and said, had I gotten this weapon, I would have challenged you to a fight and then kill you. So can you imagine the mentality of Ashwatthama? I mean, this mentality, he's supposed to serve the Supreme Lord. Whatever resource he has, he should be utilizing in the service of the Lord. But instead he wants to fight with the Lord, to kill him. There's that verse. Atapumir Dujashta Varnashama Vibhagasha Sanushtishtasya Dharmasya Samshadir Haritoshanam. O best among the twice born, it is therefore concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging the duties prescribed for one's own occupation, according to caste divisions and orders of life, is to please the personality of Godhead. So Ashwatthama, since he was not a Brahmana anymore, but he took up the role of a Kshatri, but he should, whatever was his role, he should still try to please the Lord, for this is the ultimate of the Varnashram Dharma, to please the Supreme in whatever occupation one has. But this Ashwatthama, he was doing the opposite really. So he should be punished. This is the key here. For a heinous culprit like Ashwatthama, he should be punished. And so Lord Krishna is telling Arjuna that you should kill this cruel son of Drona. Because what had Ashwatthama done? Ashwatthama went into the camp of Drishtadyumna and the Panchalas. The Panchalas, they were called Panchala. and the sons of Draupadi. And he beheaded Drishtadyumna, he killed Drishtadyumna, Sikandi, and all the sons of Draupadi. All the sons and followers of Draupadi. And then he killed all the sons of Draupadi. Young boys sleeping. See, such was the mind frame of Ashwatthama. See, that he did all these things. So when the Pandavas heard about it, they followed him, followed his tracks. And then when he realized that, he sent forth the Brahmastra weapon. But he could not withdraw that weapon. He did not know how to withdraw that weapon. It's just like these terrorists having nuclear weapon. So he just released that Brahmastra weapon on the Pandavas. Lord Krishna advised them to surrender to the weapon, and they did. And then he directed that weapon in the womb of Uttara to abort the last heir of the Pandavas, because he had killed all the sons of the Pandavas and everything. So the last heir was Abhimanyu. And he said, such was the mentality of Ashwatthama. And so he sent forth that weapon, and then Lord Krishna entered the womb of Uttara and protected Parikshit. Protected Parikshit. So this is why Lord Krishna told Arjuna that he should punish Ashwatthama. Lord Krishna is testing Arjuna now. Because, I mean, even though Ashwatthama was this cruel and everything, yet he was the son of Arjuna's martial teacher, Dronacharya. And all that Arjuna had learned was because of Dronacharya. And so at least Arjuna should be grateful to his teacher. And Ashwatthama was the only son, so then Ashwatthama would have to perform the Strava rite and so forth. See? So by Ashwatthama being alive, it's like he would continue the Drona dynasty. So this was an essential principle within the Dharmashram system. And so Arjuna, understanding this, did not want to kill him, even though Bhima and Draupadi wanted to kill Ashwatthama. See? So this is the first part of the verse, that Ashwatthama was such a heinous person. And then the other important point Srila Prabhupada made is that the Lord tests his devotees. The Lord always, every devotee would get some tests. Even with us, we will be tested in our lives, different times. And at the time of death also, we'll be tested. The main test is how much we can remember the Lord in spite of the pangs of death. Because when death is coming, it's not so easy to remember the Lord. See? So all of us will be tested at the time of death. So here Srila Prabhupada states that Lord Krishna likes to test his devotees. Yudhishthira never told a lie in his life. He told Yudhishthira, you have to lie. Yudhishthira said, what? You have to lie. But Lord Krishna is within the heart of all beings, and he could see even the fallacy of Dronacharya. The sentiments of him fighting in the war, creating so much havoc. Arjuna does not want to kill him because he's his teacher. No one else wants because he's a Brahmin. So how else can he stop this fighting? So Lord Krishna could see all of this. So he commanded Yudhishthira, tell the Sly that Ashwatthama is dead. See? And so Yudhishthira reluctantly told this superficial lie, so to speak. It stated because he hesitated, his chariot fell to the ground. But these Indian commentators, so-called Indian scholars, would say that because he lied, his chariot fell to the ground. But Srila Prabhupada wrote, because he hesitated to follow Krishna instruction, his chariot fell. When Arjuna was fighting Bhishma, he told Arjuna, put Sikandi in front of you and then you can able to fight Bhishma. Because Arjuna did not want to kill Bhishma. Despite what he would fight, but he can't bear to do it. And so Lord Krishna could read the minds of all beings. He knows everyone. He's within everyone's heart. See? And so he tells Arjuna, put Ashwatthama in front of you. What is stated? Vedaham samatitani vartamani charjana bhavishyani chabutani mamtu virana karsana. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Lord, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that has happened in the present, and all that are yet to come. So the Lord knows everything. He knows the heart of Arjuna, he knows the heart of Bhishma. By placing Sikandi in front of Arjuna, that would weaken Bhishma. And so they were able to vanquish him. See, so that was the test. But Arjuna finally did it. And they were able to vanquish Bhishma. When Draupadi was visited by Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni went there with his 10,000 disciples and he said, I'm hungry. The pot that Draupadi feeds everyone with was empty. Lord Krishna appeared there and said, Draupadi, I'm hungry. Imagine that. Draupadi is thinking how to find food for Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples. And Lord Krishna appeared there and he said, Draupadi, I'm hungry. So you can imagine the test that she's going through there. Then he said, bring that pot. When you look at that pot, there was a little grain of rice. See? So the Lord puts his devotees in all kinds of tests. It stated that then he had Bhima. Bhima never fight unrighteously. He always is a righteous fighter. He fights boldly. But then he signaled to Bhima to break the tie of Duryodhana. See? He signaled to Bhima. But you know, the Lord knows the heart of everyone. This Duryodhana is a big rascal. Killing him, whatever means, would not daunt the character of Bhima. This Duryodhana did so much of horrible things to the Pandavas. So much despicable behavior. See, and at the time, Bhima is getting a hard time. So Lord Krishna says, just break his legs. So that's a great test on Bhima there also. And Bhima eventually followed. Bhima followed that test. So sometimes again we can, our idea of morality is not the same as that of the Lord. See, and for a higher purpose, he put his devotees to test. Prahlad Maharaj had totally surrendered to the Lord. But look the test he had to undergo. He was thrown off the mountain cliff. He was thrown in a pot of boiling oil. He was mashed by elephants. He was pierced by sword. He was placed in fire by Holika. And yet, because of his faith in the Lord, he tolerated all of it and he undergo all of it. Of course, he was protected by the Lord, but look, for a five-year-old boy to go through such torture, it's not easy. But I guess also because Prahlad Maharaj was on that readiness, he could have tolerated all these tortures without his faith being shattered. When asked if the Lord is in the pillar, he says, yes, he is. Such faith he had. And then we find that the Lord appeared in the pillar and slaughtered. The gopis. The gopis were put into separation with the Lord when he left Vrindavan for 12 years. He did not return until 100 years later. They were in so much separation, the cowherd boys, Nanda Maharaj, Mother Yashoda, the gopis, Srimati Radharani. Look at that test. See, so for us with our little understanding, it is difficult to fathom and comprehend what these devotees went through. But despite all of this, they never gave up their surrender to the Lord. Never, they were still unflinchingly serving Him. There was Sudama. Sudama was such a poor personality. He was not only friend of Krishna, but he was a Brahmana also. But yet he was so poor and emaciated. Even when he went to Lord Krishna, he did not want to ask for anything. Such was his position. His friend is the Lord of the universe. But still he would not ask for anything. But of course we know the Lord finally fulfilled his wife's desire, so to speak. His wife said him, go to your friend and ask him for some wealth. He has so much. So Sudama did not want to ask anything. Then he said, what did you bring for me? He was hiding that cheap rice. That rice was so old and broken. He did not want to give his friend. Then Sudama, then Krishna took it away from him. See? And fulfilled the wife's desire. When Sudama went home back, he couldn't recognize his kingdom. So the Lord puts his devotees in tests. This is Srila Prabhupada's point here. And all of us will have to go through this test. Right now we're even going through a test. But, I mean, what's going on right now, we can understand that everything is happening by the will of the Lord. And even this virus that's going on now, it's not by chance. It is certainly because of these great sins of this world. Collective sinful karma. But we should try to follow the rules and regulation and don't get in the way to become competent. But at the same time, we should not think ourselves invincible as to not to follow the rules. It's important for us to obey the rules and let the Lord do His work. Stay apart. See? Stay in confinement. Wear our protection. So observe social distance and everything. This by itself is a big test for us also. And hopefully we all come out successful. So I'll stop here and I don't know if there's any question. Okay, is there any question there, Prabhu?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll stop here and thank you for listening and keep safe. Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Great.